towards the end.
Goeienaand broers, susters, sal ons vanaand se gemeentevergadering begin met die sing van Psalm 34 vers 1 en 2. Psalm 34 vers 1 en 2. Iemand weet ons kan insit? Sal ons ook 'n gedeelte uit die Bybel lees, 1 Petrus 3 verse 8 tot en met 18. 1 Petrus 3 vers 8 tot en met 18. En eindelik, wees almal eensgesind, medelydend, vol broederliefde en ontferming, vriendelik. Vergeld geen kwaad met kwaad of skeldwoorde met skeldwoorde nie, maar seën inteendeel, omdat julle weet dat julle hiertoe geroep is, sodat julle seën kan beerwe. Want wie die lewe wil lief hê en goeie dae wil sien, moet sy tong bewaar vir wat verkeerd is, en sy lippe dat hulle geen bedrog spreek nie. Hy moet afwyk van wat verkeerd is en doen wat goed is, hy moet vrede soek en dit najag. Want die oë van die Here is op die regverdige en sy ore tot hulle gebed. Maar die aangesig van die Here is teen die kwaaddoeners. En wie is dit wat julle kwaad sal aandoen as julle navolgers is van die goeie? Maar as julle ook moet lei ter wille van die geregtigheid, salig is julle. En vrees hulle glad nie en wees nie ontsteld nie. Maar heilig die Here God in julle harte en wees altyd bereid om verantwoording te doen aan elkeen wat van julle rekenskap eis omtrent die hoop wat in julle is, met sagmoedigheid en vrees, met behoud van 'n goeie gewete, sodat in die saak waarin hulle van julle kwaad spreek, soos van kwaaddoeners, hulle beskaam mag word, wat julle goeie lewenswandel in Christus belaster. Want dit is beter as die wil van God het huis, dat julle lei wanneer julle goed doen, as wanneer julle kwaad doen. Want Christus het ook eenmaal vir die sondes gelei, Hy, die regverdige, vir die onregverdig is, om ons voet tot God te bring, hy wat wel gedood is na die vlees, maar lewend gemaak deur die gees. Tot sover. Sal ons ons saam bid? Here God in die hemel, ons raak stil voor u aangesig, u wat die hemel wille bewoon, die hemele waar ons nie weet waar dit is, waar die einde is, ver weg, nabij, en toch is hy in ons midde. Mag ons hy nabijheid ervaar, dier die woord, dier die gees, en dier die werke wat ook sigbaar is, hoe hy ook alles onderhou en regeer, ook die natuur, waar hy ook nou weer reens vir ons gegeet, reen wat lewe beteken, sodat daar voedsel op tafel mag wees. Ons wil u daarvoor dank, ook waar ons hier as gemeente by mekaar mag wees, om na sake wat in die kerk afspeel te mag luister, mekaar te mag bemoedig, en gee dat het ook mag wees tot opbou van u, van die koninkryk, al is het in beginsel hier op aarde, bewaar u ons vir die sondes. Seën ons samen zijn, ons bid het om Christus wil. Amen. Broers, allemaal baie hart, hoor julle nie. Is het beter? Bietjie beter. Is het nou beter? Jo. Goed, kom ons probeer so. Ek sal kyk of ek verby die ding kan kyk. Almal, baie hartlik welkom by vanaand se gemeentevergadering. Ons hoop dit gaan in 'n goeie gees ook plaasvind en dat ons ook so gedagtes mag uitruil en ook mekaar mag bou en die same sein. Net eerstens, is daar enige verskonings vir vanaand, wat ons moet vermeld? De heer Bosker? Het jy dit, Jonas? En dan Arjan? Lau? Ja. Baie dankie. Nog enige ander vermeldings? David en Doreen Rose. Goed, dan sal ons voortgaan. Ons sal met afloop van die vergadering, sal ons koffie drink, of verversings kry, so ons gaan maar alleen, of gaan gewoon voort met die agenda, soos het aan julle uitgedeel is. Dan ons eerste item op die agenda is die sending. Daar gaan terugvoer gegee word van John Maslangu. John, ek verstaan, jy verstaan Afrikaans? Not. Okay. A word of welcome to you. I hope you give us some insight in your activities. And that if there's any questions from our side, we will address it to you. And then you are also welcome to, after your presentation, to leave us because you still have to travel home, I believe. It's going to be in English, I believe, your presentation. Thank you. Then you're welcome to present your presentation. You want to stand to? You want to keep it in your hands? Miskien net ter agtergrond ook, vir die wat het al vergeet, John se betrokkenheid by die sending of by Kotasong was aanvankelijk ook en het begin gehad as activiteit van ons gemeente, waar ons hom dan ook financieel ondersteun om sy werk te kan doen, en op die oomblik complimenteer ons ook sy salaris by Kotasong. Ons doen dit nie ten volle nie, maar ons dra by, subsidieer sy salaris.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. Can I take my mask? Okay. Good evening, brothers and sisters. It's the first time I do a presentation in such a big congregation. My name is John Maslangu. I'm working at Kotasong Home Based Care. I'm doing an spiritual care, bringing the gospel to the patients. Here is Kotasong. Kotasong is a place next to the church at Soshanguve, F4. Next slide. What is our aim at Kotasong? Our aim at Kotasong is to bring the gospel to the patients. Many of our patients are now members of the congregation of Soshanguve or attending the church because of Kutatso. Two of our patients did their confession of faith in April this year because of Kutatso. Before we start at Kutatso, going to the patients, here's the staff. We start by reading the way, we start singing. After singing, then we read the passage from the Bible so that we encourage the carers and pray also for the patients in the field. Next slide. After praying and have a breakfast, and then we go to the field. Here's John going a long road, a long way to see the patients in our area. Here is again John doing his work, bringing the gospel to the sick people. I started at Kutatso after finishing my diploma at Mkhanyo Theological College, and then when Nelly Jane, he introduced me to Kutatso. I'm now a full-time member of Kutatso. We visited a very ill people, like that lady is on the last stage. She's on the last stage of cancer. Now that lady, I lead the way so that he can meet Christ on his dead time. Here's the old lady. The old lady, she had a stroke. So she needs a encouragement so that he can maybe survive, so that maybe he can trust on God on his wheelchair. Before COVID, every Wednesday we had an elderly people and the patients, the normally patients, those who have HIV AIDS and TB, they come together at Kutatso. What did they are doing at Kutatso? We start by singing and read the word of God, and then after we pray together with those ladies and old ladies and the patients also. After we sing and pray, and then they have some exercise so that they can exercise for themselves in Kutatso. After doing all these things, and then they have a sewing, doing a lot of things in their hands. Unfortunately, we don't have a picture for those things that we are doing in Kutatso. But next time I will bring all these things that we are doing at Kutatso. Next slide. Kutatso also is helping the young boys who are using drugs. There's a terrible drugs in our area called Nyaupe. What is Nyaupe? Nyaupe, they mix all this stuff. All this stuff they mix to do a Nyaupe. Nyaupe is killing our young boys in our area. So Kutatso, we had a support group for these young boys, and then teaching them the word of God, doing Bible study with these young boys. Next slide. There's the boys who are using drugs. Some of them, they passed away. This year, this month, I conducted a funeral of one of the boys who passed away because of these drugs. And some of them, they quit the drugs. The one who sit here, he wrote a letter. Maybe can I read that letter to you? What did the boy said in this letter? How could Tatsong help? How could Tatsong home-based care help me to quit drugs? I started smoking in 2007. I met Mr. Mahlangu in May 2016. And he told me about the support group they have in their center. And I started attending the following week. I won this battle through the guidance, motivation, and inspiration of Mr. Mahlangu, our counselor. He always told us and teach us about Jesus Christ, our Savior. He motivated me to pray whenever I feel pains, and God will hear me and give me strength, and showed me the responsibility as a man and the power of believing in God, faith. Now I no longer smoking. I nearly lost everything, including my loved ones. How I can see now the lights wherever I go, and that I can become whatever I want in life. I'm no longer in darkness. I see the light. I'm a born again Christian. I don't steal or lie no more. The days of my sorrow are over. As the Bible says, after darkness, there is light. Now I believe in myself, and I also thank my family for the support they gave me through difficult times. I'm a better person, and I'm thankful to God for giving us a leader like Mr. Mahlangu. I wish they can be more leaders like him in our country. He stole his own time to assist us to quit this destroyer. Now I know how to choose friends and behave around people. I wish God can also give our brothers and sisters who are in the same situation to get out of the darkness of Nyaupe. Khutatsong is working with these young boys. Khutatsong is praying also to these young boys. Unfortunately, some of them now, they passed away. And this time, they no more use Nyaupe. They use Bluetooth. What is Bluetooth? They share the blood. They inject one person. After that person have that drug, and then he share his blood to other friends, and that Bluetooth kills many young boys in our area. So we hope next time to start again this support group, to help the community, to help these young boys to quit drugs. Here is John Mahlangu. I was conducting a funeral of one of our guys. Next slide. Now we are planning to have a vegetable garden. On that garden, we will involve these young boys and the community in our area to do themselves, to plant, to have food in their table. Here is the support group. The support group experienced a terrible thing. The robbers came to our office and they robbed us, all our cell phones. And through you, brothers who donate so that we can buy a new cell phone, we thank you for your donation. And it was a difficult time on that month to cope or maybe to go in the field. Even our ladies, they were so afraid for these boys who came and robbed us with a gunpoint. So, but we managed to go through prayer because we trust in God. We were working in our area, and then we were working so that we can provide many people in our area with the gospel. Thank you. Any question?
John, how many people do you assist or help?
Come again?
How many people in total do you assist and help?
You mean the patients?
Yeah, how many patients?
I don't know exactly the number, but we help many patients. We help people who are sick, who have a stroke. We help people who have TB. We help people who have HIV and AIDS. There are many people. Maybe it can be 100 or 150. I'm not sure exactly. Yes. Come again?
How many hours?
Yes.
Spending a day.
Yeah.
With the support group. How many hours do you spend a day with the support group?
With the support group, I spend, it can be 45 minutes or an hour with the support group. And then I'm going to the field, bringing the gospel to the sick people. Yeah, I spend the whole day. I work Monday to Friday in Kutatso. Yes. 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 Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother John, for your presentation. I think it was very insightful. And we wish you all the blessing of the Lord with your work. And have a safe journey going home. Travel safe. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ook net 'n woord van dank aan Sister Christine Agema. Ek dink sy was hier gewees. Maar ook vir haar hulp wat sy gegee het met die organisasie en reëlings dat John Maslango ook hier kon wees. Dan gaan ons oor na die volgende item op die agenda en dit is dan die FK begroting. Broeder Sietse sal dit vir ons aanbied. Ons het wel 'n paar uitdagings. Almal neem aan het die begroting gekry en daarna gekyk. En dan sal ons maar hoor wat op die tafel is. Baie dankie.
Okay, dit gaan nie werk nie. Ek sing meestal sonder 'n mikrofoon, so ek is nie gewoond hier aan nie. Naand almal, ons het weer geleentheid om te praat oor die begroting, maar voordat ek begin met dit, is daar twee goed wat ek wil noem vooraf. Die een is Ek wil graag onthou, of allemaal herinner, hier is net een papier met een klomp cijfers. Die tekorte wat ons het, is werkelijk daar. Dat is ongelukkig een ding waar nou moet werk, maar ons moet nie die genade van die Here of die feit dat het sy gemeente is, vergeet nie. En ek wil graag in daai lig die begroting aan julle voordra. Ook in gedagte gehou, ons het nie vroeër hierdie jaar of einde laas jaar geleentheid gehad om die 2021 se syfers te gaan nie. So, ons spring basies een jaar. Jaar is ook alweer voorbij, so dat is nie veel wat ons kan doen in hierdie jaar nie. Maar indien julle dus vreemde goed sien, onthou net 2021 was hier in die middel, so dit mag ook van die goedjies wees. Dan sal julle sien die formaat van die begroting het een klein bietjie verander, ons het hom opgestel na die, as ek het kan noem, die VVB begroting, en dan is daar een tekort op collectes gedeelte, en dan heel onder is die totale wel vir die jaar tekort vir die gemeente. Die rede ook ons dit gedoen het is, ons het in die laaste 3 jaar baie sterk of verduidelik die tekort van die collectes kom basis uit VVB uit. Die synode dra voor wat ons moet betaal en dit gaan dan ook so na die synodale kwester toe. Maar as ons nie die geld die die collectes invorder nie, dan kom het uit die VVB uit. So, soos elke jaar wil ons graag een beroep doen dat die collectes goed bijgedra word. Die verskillende collectdoele het natuurlijk hulle eie goedjies wat hulle doen, ek kan daarop nie ingaan nie. Maar dit het een impak op ons begroting van die FK se kant af, die hoeveelheid geld wat ons ook by collectes invorder. So op daai noot, ons begroot het tekort op collectes vir die 2022 jaar, is 154.000.